seemed ridiculous for the defendants to make any effort to stave off the end, for they admitted with their appearance that nothing was to go well with them again on this earth. These Nazi leaders, self-dedicated to the breaking of all rules, broke the last rule of all, that the verdict of the court must not be foretold. Their appearance announced what they believed. The Russians had asked for the death penalty for all of them, and it was plain that the defendants thought that that wish would be granted. Believing that they were to lose everything, they forgot what possession had been. Not the slightest trace of their power and glory remained. None of them looked as if he could ever have exercised any valid authority. Göring still used imperial gestures, but they were so vulgar that they did not suggest that he had really filled any great position. It merely seemed probable that in certain bars the frequenters had called him such nicknames as the Emperor. These people were also surrendering physical characteristics which might have been thought inalienable in during life, such as the colour and texture of skins and the moulding of their features. Most of them were neither dark nor fair any more, and there was amongst them no leanness that did not sag, and no plumpness that seemed more than inflation by some thin gas.